roll.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Here.
Member Garcia?
The event you are listening to will begin shortly. Please stand by.
It looks like he's muted.
Member Garcia?
Sorry.
Yeah. Member Hayden? Here. Member Ramirez?
Here.
Thank you, the quorum is present, so we can conduct our business. I would like to take a brief opportunity to address something that I think the administrator is going to discuss more fully, but I want to say something that we have been receiving a lot of correspondence urging us to take swift action in approving the applicant's licenses for various business entities. And I, for one, fully support the concept of moving quickly, moving as quickly as we can, but I do not favor to do that at the expense of fulfilling our responsibilities to make sure that all applicants meet the requirements of the law and the spirit that the statutes have been adopted, that is to have people of integrity, people with responsibility, people who know how to conduct these businesses, people who are suitable, and we intend to fulfill that obligation to do it as quickly as we can, but not to do it in a rushed fashion so that we miss something. And frankly, I've been here for 14 months, and I am constantly impressed by both the quality and the quantity of work that this staff has. They've shown me nothing but dedication and diligence. The amount of work they have to do still is amazing and immense, and it's difficult to get through it also. I know everybody's excited to get their applications and their casinos and their video gaming permits and so forth. I don't blame them. I understand that. I endorse it. But we have to do our job as well. And with that, does any other board member have a comment? Hearing none, I'm going to ask Mr. Fruchter if he has a comment to make.
On behalf of the staff, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the board members and to the IGB staff and to all of those who are joining our virtual meeting across Illinois and from parts unknown. I have two topics that I want to report on this morning, and we'll hope to do so briefly. The first, as we all know, we're meeting at a time when COVID-19 cases are dangerously increasing around Illinois and around the country. So we once again encourage all of our gaming industry participants, stakeholders and patrons, and everyone else for that matter, to remain vigilant and follow IDPH and CDC guidance, especially by wearing masks, watching your social distancing, and washing your hands frequently. As we know, enhanced COVID-19 mitigation efforts are in place in a number of regions across Illinois. Information about the restrictions and how they affect gaming at casinos and video gaming locations is available on the IGB website, along with resumption protocols and other important COVID-19 information and links. I want to thank you. Actually, what I want to thank is our industry licensees at casinos and at video gaming locations and our terminal operators for their efforts to comply with COVID-19 mitigation efforts and to take reasonable and common sense steps to keep themselves, their employees, and their patrons safe during this very challenging time. Needless to say, failure to comply with these common sense restrictions could result in serious health consequences for everybody and further contribute to the resurgence of COVID-19 cases across the state. That could put the health and continued operation of our industry in jeopardy. That is an outcome that nobody wants, and I urge everyone to work together not to let that happen. It goes without saying that failure to comply with COVID-19 mitigation requirements could subject IGB licensees to discipline up to and including revocation. The second topic I want to address and relates to your comments a few moments ago, Mr. Chairman, and that is with respect to the new casino application process, which is largely the purpose of today's meeting. Yesterday, October 28, 2020, was the one-year anniversary of the board's receipt of applications for the new casino licenses that were authorized by the 2019 Gaming Expansion Law, which became effective on June 28, 2019. To say that much has changed since that time would be an understatement. I want to address where we have been since then and where we are headed, and specifically discuss the application process and provide a generalized status update. As I've explained before, the IGB cannot and does not provide or comment publicly on the status of specific pending gaming applications or investigations, and I will not do so here. But we do value transparency and accountability, so I will be as forthright as I can within these parameters. The applicants and IGB staff are and have been in close communication, and applicants know where things presently stand with respect to their application. We appreciate their ongoing and continued cooperation as we work through this licensing process together. By way of background, the Illinois gaming landscape changed dramatically with passage of the 2019 gaming expansion law. It was the largest expansion of gaming in Illinois and one of the largest single expansions of gaming in the U.S. In summary, it authorized 6 new casinos in addition to the existing 10 that we have in our state. It authorized casino gaming for the first time in our history at up to 4 racetracks across the state. It legalized sports wagering for the first time in Illinois history and permitted sports wagering at casinos, racetracks, online, mobile applications, and at 7 sports stadiums across the state. It exponentially expanded the opportunities for Illinois video gaming, including raising the limit of VGTs per location from 5 terminals to 6, created a brand new license category of large truck stops, which can have up to 10 VGTs per location, and it brought video gaming to the Illinois State Fair and the DuQuoin State Fair. The IGB has implemented many of these historic challenges. I've detailed the staff's work in prior comments and won't repeat everything here. It is worth noting, however, that the IGB's completed work includes the establishment of an entire sports wagering industry from scratch, the video gaming expansion items, numerous required rulemakings, and a new code of conduct for IGB members and staff, among other reforms. IGB is hard at work implementing the remaining items of expansion, including the licensure process for new casino applicants. To recap, the gaming expansion law authorized new casino licenses for Danville, Rockford, Waukegan, an applicant wholly or partially located within Bloom, Bremen, Calumet, Rich, Thornton, or Worth Township, Williamson County, and in Chicago. On October 28, 2019, the board received 10 applications for 5 licenses, not including the license authorized for the City of Chicago, including 3 applications for the Waukegan license and 4 applications for the South Suburban Cook County license. Earlier this year, the Danville license applicant withdrew its application. Soon after the IGB received those applications last October, staff in our licensing, legal, investigations, and financial analysis units began the necessary work to process, review, investigate, and vet these applications and the numerous individuals and entities associated with them. By statute, the casino application process is a rigorous and significant undertaking. We understand the importance of the new casino licenses to the communities involved and to the applicants. We, like all of them, want to get the process right and do things the right way. The Illinois Gambling Act and the board's rules for casino gambling establish the requirements for licensure, including that the board use information provided in the applications as the basis for a thorough background investigation. Components of the background investigation include criminal background checks and financial integrity reviews. At a minimum, and by statute, the board's investigation must include every person or entity having a greater than 1% direct or indirect pecuniary interest in the proposed gambling operation. That means all trust beneficiaries, shareholders, members, partners, and directors. Section 6A5 of the Illinois Gambling Act specifies additional information applicants must disclose, and board rules impose significant continuing disclosure obligations on applicants and licensees alike. By statute, an incomplete application shall be cause for denial. Similarly, any misrepresentation or omission made in connection with an application may be grounds for denial. The law places great emphasis on the accuracy, completeness, and suitability of a casino license application. The completeness of an applicant's disclosure and the thoroughness of the board's investigation are critical because the board's licensing determination must consider, among other factors, as the chairman just mentioned, the character, reputation, experience, and financial integrity of the applicant. The board is obligated to act in the public interest and to ensure that the licensing process adheres to the law and operates with accountability, integrity, and transparency for the people of Illinois. For those interested, Board Rule 3000.230 lays out the steps in the licensure process. These are as follows: investigation, a board finding of preliminary suitability, assessment of the casino gaming operations, a final practice gaming session, licensure action by the board, and then any different or additional licensing procedures required by statute or board rules. Further, for the locations involving multiple applicants for a single license, in this case, Waukegan and the South Suburbs, the Illinois Gambling Act requires the gaming board to conduct an open and competitive selective bidding process to award these licenses. Section 7.5 and 7.12 of the Illinois Gambling Act describe the open and competitive selective bidding process. Pursuant to Section 7.52 of the Illinois Gambling Act, the board will retain the services of an investment banking firm through an RFP process governed by the Illinois Procurement Code to help conduct the competitive bidding process. The board must conclude the competitive bidding process and select a winning bidder before it can make a finding of preliminary suitability and complete the remaining steps for licensure. Completion of the investigation is a prerequisite for the board's preliminary suitability determination and other steps towards licensure. Now, with respect to timing, Section 7E10 of the Illinois Gambling Act provides that the board shall either issue the new casino licenses authorized in Section 7E5 within 12 months of the submission, in this case, October 28, 2019, or provide the applicant with a written explanation why it has not reached a licensing determination and when the board reasonably expects to do so. Consistent with that section, the board provided written explanations on October 27th to each of the 9 pending applicants. Each applicant currently understands its current status. A number of applicants have pending requests to amend their applications to provide supplemental disclosures, and those requests will be considered today. We anticipate additional requests to amend, but it is important to keep in mind a request to amend is just that, a request to supplement, modify, change, or otherwise make additions to the application. Once approved, staff must analyze the sufficiency of the new materials and determine what, if any, additional disclosures are necessary. Approval of a request to amend is not a determination on the merits of the application or the merits of the proposed amendment. Like all government agencies and private businesses, the board's work has been impacted by COVID-19. This is not an excuse or a crutch. It is simply a recognition of the reality that work and life are different in a global pandemic. While COVID-19 has prevented many unprecedented challenges and obstacles for the gaming board and its staff and applicants alike, our work has nonetheless continued on the new casino applications, just as our work has continued on all other aspects of the board's regulatory responsibilities. But you should know that in addition to common disruptions related to remote work, reduced staffing in some functions, diverted attention to pressing health and safety matters, and all else that 2020 has thrown our way, COVID-19 made certain routine IGB activities, such as applicant and key person interviews, site visits, fingerprint analysis, and obtaining official tax documents and other records from state, local, and federal agencies, difficult and at times impossible. But life and work proceed, albeit often under less than ideal circumstances. We are mindful of the statutory process and the timeline. We are equally mindful of the board's foremost responsibility to safeguard the integrity and safety of Illinois gaming. And we are mindful of our absolute obligation to assure a new casino license application process that is independent, ethical, fair, transparent, and compliant with the law. As I've stated before, history teaches what happens when corners are cut, processes are not followed, rules are not observed, and the public trust is betrayed. As for next steps, we anticipate, based on the current information disclosed or known to the board, and barring any unforeseen further disruptions or developments, we reasonably anticipate making a preliminary suitability determination regarding the single applicant licenses for Rockford and Waukegan within 6 months. And for the South Suburbs, and I'm sorry, for Rockford and Williamson County within 6 months. And for the South Suburbs and Waukegan, which are subject to the statutorily required open and competitive selective bidding process, the board reasonably anticipates making a preliminary suitability determination within 6 months of retaining the investment banker pursuant to an RFP process under the Illinois Procurement Code. We will continue working and remain in touch with our applicants, and we will remain focused and faithful to the process. We will continue going about our statutory required business expeditiously and efficiently and without sacrificing integrity, independence, or ethics. I know that this may be unsatisfying to some, but we have a process and we are remaining faithful to it. I want to thank everyone once again for their continued cooperation, and especially to our applicants and to IGB staff. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator, and I want to congratulate you and the staff again for doing an outstanding job under these conditions that we're confronted with, and keep up the good work. Thank you very much. With that, we're going on to public commentary, and I'll recognize Anita Bedell of the Illinois Church Action and Alcohol and Addiction Problems. Ms. Bedell, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to speak. With so many casino applications and the need to thoroughly investigate and vet so many companies and key persons, especially during a pandemic, we thank you for extending the one-year deadline for approving the casino licenses. As the administrator said, this year the Gaming Board approved licenses for sports gambling, racetrack casino at Hawthorne, additional terminals for video gambling establishments and truck stops, in addition to all your regulatory duties and license renewals. Approval of another racetrack casino and sports gambling for Fairmount Park is also on the agenda for today. At least five of the existing casinos are now under more restrictive mitigation protocols for COVID-19. And we just wondered if these restrictions require additional IGB agents to check for compliance, since, as the administrator said, failure to comply with these mitigation efforts could subject licenses to discipline up to and including license revocations. We're concerned about the Gaming Board having adequate trained staff to thoroughly investigate these new casino licenses and the amount of time involved to strictly regulate additional casinos, especially during a pandemic. The casinos are worth millions of dollars. The original 10 casino licenses only paid $25,000. They're now being sold for millions of dollars, these casinos are. Grand Victoria and Elgin was sold for $327.5 million in 2018 to Eldorado Resorts for cash. Churchill Downs Inc. purchased 51% share of Rivers Casinos for $407 million in 2019. Now Twin Rivers has an agreement with Delaware North to purchase Jumer's Casino in Rock Island for $120 million cash with approval of the Illinois Gaming Board. So we ask that you thoroughly vet these applications and key persons, for as Administrator Fruchter said in today's Daily Southtown, it's important for us to get this right. And as speaking for the public, we agree. So we thank you for not issuing the additional casino license today. And our prayers are with you as you make your future decisions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Bedell, and always appreciate your enlightening comments. With that, we'll proceed to new business. The first item is request to amend owner's license applications. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. Today we have several pending owner's license applicants who are requesting leave of the board to amend their applications. IGB Casino Gambling Rule 220D1 requires that a license application may be amended only upon leave of the board. Accordingly, when an applicant seeks to provide required supplemental disclosures or information and or seeks to modify, change, or otherwise amend its application, for whatever reason, it may do so only upon approval from the board. As I mentioned a moment ago, the board's consideration and approval or denial of a request to amend a license application is not a determination on the merits of the applicant's suitability for licensure. So with that preamble out of the way, first for your consideration is a request submitted by 815 Entertainment LLC, doing business as Hard Rock Casino Rockford. The applicant seeks to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures. Based on the staff's review, the staff recommends that the board grant 815 Entertainment LLC, doing business as Hard Rock Casino Rockford's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you, Mr. Fruchter. Are there any questions or comments from the board, Mr. Fruchter, on this matter? Hearing none, I'll ask the board secretary to call a roll call vote on the recommendation.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yeah.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is approved. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. We now turn to the request to amend submitted by CDI RSG Waukegan LLC, doing business as Rivers Casino Waukegan, one of the applicants for the Waukegan's owner's license. Here again, applicant seeks to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures. Staff recommends the board grant CDI RSG Waukegan LLC's doing business as River Casino Waukegan request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, the secretary will call a roll call with those in favor saying yes, those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is approved. Mr. Fruchter?
Thank you. We move to a request submitted by Full House Resorts, Inc., doing business as American Place, also an applicant for the Waukegan license. Applicant seeks to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures, and here again, staff recommends that the board grant Full House Resorts, Inc., Full House Resorts, Inc., DBA American Place's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you. Again, are there questions or comments from the board? We'll proceed to the vote with those in favor of the recommendation saying yes, those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is approved. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. The next item is a request to amend from Lakeside Casino LLC, doing business as North Point Casino. This is another applicant for the Waukegan Casino license. Here again, applicant seeks to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures. And here again, staff recommends that the board grant Lakeside Casino LLC, doing business as North Point Casino's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments for the administrator? The board secretary, please call the roll with those in favor of the recommendation saying yes, those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is also adopted. Mr. Rector?
Okay, thank you. Moving along, we next have Southland Live LLC, doing business as Southland Live Casinos, one of the applicants for the South Suburban license. They have requested to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures. Once again, staff recommends that the board grant Southland Live LLC's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the board secretary will initiate the roll call with those in favor saying yes, those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is also adopted. Carry on, Mr. Fruchter.
Our next request for leave to amend comes from South Suburban Development LLC, another applicant seeking the South Suburban Owner's License. Applicant seeks to amend its disclosure, amend its application to submit required supplemental disclosures. I will stop stumbling one of these times. You think I get it right? Yes. But nonetheless, staff recommends that the board grant South Suburban Development LLC's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Fruchter? The board secretary will conduct a roll call with those members in favor of the recommendation saying yes and those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is adopted. Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. And my battle with the English language this morning, again, like the request to amend, is not a reflection on the merits of the request to amend or anything else. But we've got a couple more. So I think if I can get through these last ones without stumbling, we will have achieved something this morning. So the next one comes from Walker's Bluff Casino Resort LLC, an applicant for the owner's license in Williamson County. Applicant seeks to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures. Staff recommends that the board grant Walker's Bluff Casino Resort LLC's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Fruchter? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the roll call vote with those in favor saying yes and those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is adopted. One final matter, Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. Our last request to amend is from Wind Creek, Illinois, LLC, another applicant for the South Suburban license. Applicant seeks to amend its application to include required supplemental disclosures. And once again, staff recommends that the board grant Wind Creek, Illinois, LLC's request to amend its owner's license application.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the roll call with those members in favor of the recommendation saying yes, those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is adopted. Transfer of ownership matters, Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. We next move to a request from CQ Holding Company as a transfer of ownership. CQ Holding Company, Inc., the 100% owner of Casino Queen, Inc., entered into a purchase agreement with Casino Queen Employee Stock Ownership Plan and SGCQ Gaming, LLC, in which 100% of the ESOP shares would be acquired by Standard General. Per board rule, an ownership interest in a business entity other than a publicly traded corporation, which has an interest in a holder of an owner's license, may only be transferred with leave of the board. Accordingly, the owner's licensee is seeking board approval for this transfer of ownership. Based on staff's investigation and review, we recommend that the board approve the transfer of ownership in CQ Holding Company, Inc. and its subsidiary, owner's licensee, Casino Queen, Inc., doing business as DraftKings at Casino Queen, to Standard General, subject to final transfer documentation being submitted to the Illinois Gaming Board upon execution, and under the condition that the administrator may revoke this approval if the final terms and conditions are not materially consistent with the terms previously provided.
Well, I have a brief question on this. So if we grant this approval at this time and then they submit the required paperwork and you find that it's appropriate, it will not come back before this body at that time.
That's correct.
Thank you. Any other questions for the administrator? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the roll call. Please indicate your approval or disapproval by saying yes if you approve and no if you disapprove.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is approved. Mr. Fruchter?
Relatedly, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we next have key person approvals that are necessary as a result of the transfer of ownership that you just approved. Based on the staff's investigation, we recommend that the board find the following individuals and entities suitable as key persons of Casino Queen Inc. doing business as DraftKings at Casino Queen: Soo Young Kim, SGCQ Gaming LLC, SGCQ Blocker LLC, Standard General LP, P Standard General Limited, Standard General Master Fund LP, and Standard General Master Fund 2 LP.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments for Mr. Fruchter? Hearing none, let's proceed to the vote with those in favor saying yes and those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yeah.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is adopted. Mr. Administrator?
Our next item for you today is a finding of preliminary suitability for Fairmont Park Inc., an applicant for an organization gaming license. This is one of the items I referenced earlier in my comments with respect to gaming expansion, which allowed casino operations to exist at racetracks. Earlier this year, the board found Hawthorne preliminarily suitable for an organization gaming license and granted Hawthorne a sports wagering license. Preliminary suitability finding is not a guarantee that an applicant will be granted an organization or owner's gaming license. And the qualifications and the standards on which are required are found in Rule 3230C. An applicant for an owner's or organization license shall present to the board in a public meeting the reason it is suitable for licensing. And we have Melissa Helton, who is the general manager from Fairmont, who will address the board momentarily. But I also want to read 230C2, A, B, D, and E for the qualifications that the board or the factors that the board is to consider when making this determination. An applicant must satisfy the board by clear and convincing evidence that the applicant has met the requirements in Section 7 of the Illinois Gambling Act, is a person or entity whose background, reputation, and associations will not dishonor or harm the reputation of or result in adverse publicity for the state of Illinois and its gaming industry, has adequate business competence and experience to be the holder of an owner or organization license, and has demonstrated that the proposed funding for the entire operation shall be adequate for the nature of the proposed operation and be from a suitable source, and has satisfied the board as to any other information deemed necessary for licensure. So with that, I would like to invite Ms. Helton to address the board.
Ms. Helton, are you with us?
I am, thank you.
Good morning, please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Administrator Fruchter, and staff, thank you for this opportunity to appear before you today. I am Melissa Helton, President and General Manager at Fairmont Park. Fairmont Park, which is doing business as FanDuel Sportsbook and Horse Racing, has been asked to show suitability to license our facility as an organizational gaming licensee, featuring horse racing and casino gaming all in one place. The company has been established racetrack since 1925. It is one of three horse racing venues currently active in Illinois and the only one outside the Chicago area. It has had many owners over the years, and prior to our current owners was owned by Ogden Corporation out of New York. Mr. William Steritz purchased Fairmont Park from Ogden Corporation in April of 2000. This was not just a business venture for him. It was done out of the love that he had and his partners had for horse racing. Mr. Steritz and his wife, Susan, had owned horses for 25 plus years prior to purchasing Fairmont Park. Fairmont Park has been a very enduring and hardy establishment. It has survived tornadoes, floods, fires, and financial hardships, and that was before a global pandemic. Even with all these hardships, Fairmont Park and its people have always strived to overcome them through hard work and commitment to its people and the community. The company has been an innovative racetrack in the state of Illinois. On May 26, 1950, for example, Fairmont Park showcased the first live evening thoroughbred race card under lights. Fairmont Park has been host to Hall of Fame jockeys, horses, and even an honored announcer. It is well known that thoroughbred racing has always been considered the sport of kings. However, with the inception of new forms of gaming through the years, horse racing has suffered greatly with decreased purses and handle. The state of Illinois has been asked many times in the past to pass legislation that would lighten the burden that increased gambling had caused. In 1994, the legislature offered help in the form of out-of-state bull card simulcasting. In 2009, the legislature added advanced deposit wagering, giving tracks the right to partner with advanced deposit wagering sources. At that time, Fairmont Park formed a relationship with TVG as our advanced deposit wagering source. Both of these changes to the Horse Racing Act of 1975 brought increased revenue to track owners and increased purses, which also benefited horse racing, horse owners, trainers, and jockeys. However, due to the continued decline of interest in horse racing, these forms of revenue did not have the impact needed to promote growth. The track is located directly across the river from St. Louis, Missouri. Our customer base comes from St. Louis and the Metro East area of Illinois. It sits on approximately 184 acres and has enough barns to house approximately 1,000 horses. We also have housing available for employees of horse owners and trainers. These individuals care for the horses on a day-to-day basis. We partner with the Illinois Horsemen's Benevolent Protection Association to support all of its horsemen and their employees with medical and chaplain services, as well as an aftercare program for retired horses. Along with this contract, often there is another agreement allowing horse owners and trainers to remain after the racing season ends. This situation is brought on due to the need for horses to be stabled and cared for, because many owners and trainers no longer have their own farms in which to do so. The agreement relies upon the horseman's purse account to cover these expenditures, or in many cases, this situation, if not handled in this manner, would cause many of these individuals to give up their horses and be without livelihoods and jobs. I am telling you this to communicate how significant this opportunity is to the company and all of the people impacted. The gaming bill giving us the right to apply to become a racino, along with the sports wagering opportunity, has been the biggest event to move Illinois horse racing back to what it once was and forward to greater heights. The impact of this bill means so much to so many people, not just our employees, but also the small agribusinesses and their employees. If approved, our tax dollars will make a huge impact on the city of Collinsville, Madison County, and many small municipalities surrounding our area. We realize how important it is to make sure we are not only adhering to the gaming board rules, but also including the demographics of the surrounding areas. As it stands now, Fairmont Park, doing business as FanDuel Sportsbook and Horse Racing, employs an average of 400 employees during its peak racing season. 25% of those are minorities and 48% are females. Many of our employees have been employed here more than 20 plus years, and just recently we had one that celebrated his 100th birthday. If found suitable, we are planning on hosting several job fairs to hire approximately 400 additional team members from the communities around Fairmont Park, and will continue to be an equal opportunity employer committed to investing in the professional development of our team. We have a strong conviction for being good corporate citizens and recognize that a gaming license is not a right. It's a privilege, and it comes with tremendous responsibility. Our obligation is to the people of Illinois and to the people who will work in our racino and in the Illinois racing industry. We will include a full offering of table games and slots. With our continued partnership with TVG/FanDuel, we will offer an innovative sportsbook experience. Our plans are in place, and with your full finding of suitability for our racino and the issuance of the master sports wagering license, we are fully prepared to put these plans into motion. We started planning as soon as Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill, realizing we were entering uncharted territory. Even though it was something we had longed for, we knew it was something that we would have to prepare for as well. Besides all the plans and documents, including the applications, steps had to be taken to begin searching for individuals with backgrounds from the casino industry. With that being said, the company's ownership offered me this opportunity to lead them as they take on this new and vital opportunity. In accepting my request to join the team, I brought with me 23 years of casino, horse racing, and sportsbook experience. I have held gaming licenses in 4 states, including Indiana, Louisiana, Arizona, and New York. With those 23 years, I've held positions of operations accounting clerk all the way to the senior vice president of finance. I came to Fairmount Park as the vice president of finance and am now the president and general manager here. I want to make it clear to all gaming board members that my relationships and partnerships with the gaming commissions and boards in those jurisdictions have been my top priority and essential to the success of other operations. Since accepting my new positions, I have moved forward and have made many changes to the property to bring us more compliant and prepared to bring gaming abroad. I have met with all employees, stressing the importance of existing rules and regulations. Having done so, every employee has signed a document relating to the no betting rules that the Illinois Racing Board has in place. All of the current management team has signed non-disclosure agreements. I hold managers' meetings as well as one-on-one with each of these individuals. All employees now wear name badges as part of their uniform. New policies and procedures, including a daily audit process, has been implemented. If you find us suitable, that approach to regulatory compliance will continue for this property. In closing, we wish to thank specifically the licenses, financing, and investigative leads to the Illinois Gaming Board, who have conducted the investigation, and the administrator for his leadership throughout this process. Their professionalism and thoroughness has been second to none. I thank the board for its consideration for allowing us this time and opportunity to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. I appreciate your comments, and I particularly appreciate your commitment to equal employment opportunity and the fact that you currently have 25% minority employees. Do you have an active diversity and inclusion plan in place?
I have several employees lined up, ready to come abroad and join us as soon as we start moving forward. That will get us going with hiring more of those diversity individuals.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Any questions or comments from Ms. Helton from the board?
I have no questions or comments, Chairman.
Mr. Garcia.
Ms. Helton, thank you very much for your presentation and discussion. Just a couple of comments first. Thank you very much for Fairmount Park's cooperation with the staff and their investigation. I appreciate the candidness and the information you provided to the staff and especially to the board. One of the concerns I have is the internal controls within Fairmount Park, and it sounds like you are moving forward to establishing internal controls to comply with the Illinois gaming licenses. What piqued my interest to what you said was the daily audit process that you've implemented. Is that by, can you describe that a little more for me, please?
Yes. Currently, in my past experience with gaming, it's always been most of my gaming has been in Indiana. And I've explained to everyone here, we have our gaming day as of today. Tomorrow we audit our paperwork, and the very next day we file taxes on that. So I explained the importance of all your work being done within 24 hours of having a gaming day. And that way you can investigate. And if there's any problems that come up, you're right there on it, and it's fresh in your mind and in your hands and everything. So currently there wasn't a audit process like that in place. We weren't auditing and through an accounting department, but now that has been implemented and we'll move forward with more departments as we continue to grow.
So presumably that should catch any not only tax issues or financial issues, but also any efforts by employees to undermine the integrity of the financial institution at Fairmount Park. That's another part to that audit process, right?
That is correct. I have a big background in Title 31. I've caught many, many people through my years, of doing things they weren't supposed to be doing. In fact, I had to implement some rules here, and I've had to terminate someone already with our new rules pertaining to the gambling and all that with our team members here.
Great, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are there other questions for Ms. Helton? Hearing none, I recognize Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you, members of the board, and thank you, Ms. Helton. Based on the staff's review and investigation, I recommend that the board find Fair Fairmont Park preliminarily suitable for an organization gaming license.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments for the administrator? Therefore, I will ask for the roll call be taken on the recommendation that Fairmont Park Incorporated be found preliminarily suitable for an organizational gaming license. Those in favor of the recommendation say yes. Those opposed say no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
Thank you, and that recommendation is approved. On to sports wagering, and I'll recognize Mr. Fruchter again.
Thank you. Here we have a master sports wagering application from Fairmont Park. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff presents for your consideration approval for a master sports wagering license to Fairmont Park. Based on the staff's review and investigation, I recommend that the board approve Fairmont Parks Inc.'s application for a master sports wagering license for a period of 4 years to expire on October 2024.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the roll call vote with those in favor of the recommendation saying yes, those opposed saying no.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes.
Member Garcia?
Yes.
Member Hayden?
Yes.
Member Ramirez?
Yes.
And that recommendation is approved. I believe that's all the business we have on the agenda for the special session. So hearing that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, before we do that, may I make one quick comment?
Please.
Just a reminder to everybody that the November regular meeting, which was previously scheduled for November the 5th, has been canceled and rescheduled for November the 17th at 10 a.m. It'll once again be live streamed via our internet, via our website, and the agenda will be posted at least 48 hours in advance of the meeting.
Thank you very much. And that's a regular meeting, correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.